This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and let me first, right off the bat, apologize for any construction you hear. I have to record this episode, and they are doing construction, and you might hear it, and it's okay. It'll be a good practice in not sweating the small stuff. So we are closing in really fast on 2017. And we made a deal. I don't know if you remember in one of the last episodes, I said, I'll keep these episodes short and high impact and you keep coming back, as opposed to checking out, drifting, and then sheepishly a few weeks into January realizing you feel like crap and it's time to get serious. It's not so much that I want you to make great choices every day during a time of year where that can be really hard. What I want is for you to pay attention. For you to be present, for you to at least be aware of your health, your goals, and what makes you feel your best, regardless of the choices you make. I don't want anybody going through another holiday season where it's like, whatever, screw it. I'm just gonna enjoy every little moment. And then you don't really enjoy much at all because you feel like crap. Now, if you can get past whatever construction noises you might hear, I actually think this might be one of the best episodes of 2016. I'm going to be talking about all or nothing thinking. Now, I've talked about that many different times before, but today we're taking a different kind of angle here. The reason being, I hear from people every single day who are struggling with this, who identify that they are in this pattern and they see that it's not working. They understand it's not helping them and they continue to choose it. And more often than not, they've convinced themselves that it's outside of their control. And this isn't just a holiday thing. If you say, oh, I'm so all or nothing, I'm on or I'm off during the holidays, chances are you say it at other times of the year as well. A couple of things got me thinking about this because I have talked about it before, and yet it continues to be a serious issue, so we need to continue to work on it. One of the things that got me thinking about this, last week I sent an email out to everybody on my VIP list. It's totally free. If you aren't on it, you can get on it over on the homepage at primalpotential.com, or you can just text the word primal, P-R-I-M-A-L, to the number 44222. That's how you get on the VIP list if you aren't on it already. Anyway, I emailed them and I said I was going to be giving away some free coaching calls as little Christmas gifts from for people who are willing to give me some feedback on a survey. On a few things, including, where are you struggling? What's hard? Thousands of you answered that question, and one of the most common areas of struggle is this idea of all or nothing. I'm so all or nothing. I have three good days and two bad days. I'm either on the wagon or off the wagon. I'm crushing it or I'm a hot mess. I'll link to the episodes I've done on this before over in the show notes at primalpotential.com, but today we're taking a different twist. Here's why. A couple days after I noticed this trend in the survey responses, I got an email from a listener who asked me if I had read a particular book where people are categorized as one of four different types of people. And she said, have you ever read this book and which type are you? I have read the book. And my response to her, and as soon as I sent it, I thought, this has to be a podcast. But my response to her was, I'm whatever I choose to be in a given moment or a given day. I'm not any of these things. I can make any and all of these choices. It's not one or the other. It's not two out of three. It's not who I am or who I'm not. It's whatever I choose to do, right? I am whatever the heck I choose to be based on what I choose to do in any given situation. I think one reason that so many people continue to struggle with this idea of I am so all or nothing, why we're so damn convinced that it's just who we are and how we are, is because there are a lot of people that have opinions on different types of people. And they're either trying to sell a book or a product or a program or whatever. And as soon as they start talking about us in a way we can relate to, we're like, oh, that's me. And we think that if they can describe us, then they must be able to help us and then we'll buy what they are selling. Now, I don't think these are bad people at all. I think some of them are really, really brilliant. But I think the premise is a little bit flawed and I think it holds us back. because your choices are not who you are. Just because you're used to either making great choices or choices you don't feel great about, just because you haven't put in the work to find the middle yet, doesn't make you all or nothing. It's not who you are. It's just what you've decided to choose most often. Here's where it gets really dangerous. We cannot, and we will not, exceed our own expectations. So when somebody says to me, I'm so all or nothing, I think, okay, I'm sure you're right. Because it's what you've decided. You've decided that is who you are and what you do. And for as long as that's what you decide, you've decided that's the way you choose. Or you can say, it's what I've chosen most often in the past, and I can choose something different today. That's totally an option for me. Think about it this way. Maybe you always sleep on the left side of the bed. That's your side. That's the choice you've made most often. You sleep on the left side. That doesn't make you a left side of the bed person, only capable of sleeping on the left side of the bed. It's not who you are. It's not all you're capable of. It's just what you've done most. You are 1,000,000% capable of sleeping on the right side of the bed, of doing it more than once. Yeah, it might feel weird at first, but you understand that you're capable of it. You understand that it's possible. And if you just start doing it more, oh, wow, look at that. Now you can call yourself a right side of the bed person. I know that I am completely capable, whether it's comfortable or easy or not, I am 100% capable of choosing something different today than what I chose yesterday. Yet we hold ourselves back by telling us that we're not capable of it. That what we did yesterday and the day before is who we are and all we're capable of. And guess what? You'll be right every time because you cannot exceed your own expectations. If you want to change something about your life, change your expectations. If you don't want to be an all or nothing thinker, stop telling yourself you are. Because it is both descriptive and prescriptive. You are prescribing a pattern of behavior. Nothing is stopping me. Nothing is stopping me from making a different choice today than I made an hour ago or a day ago or a year ago. It might take a little bit more effort, but it is 100% possible. Maybe you're somebody who's late very often. You're rarely on time. But when you put your mind to it, you're 100% capable of being on time. And if you put more into it more often, you'd be on time more often. Magic. It's not who you are. It's just what you've chosen. And the more you put into making a different choice, more consistently, presto, it's like magic, right? It really is this superpower that most of us have untapped because we've decided that what we've done is who we are and all we are capable of. Bull, it's not true. If you are somebody who has repeatedly made a choice to eat in response to emotion, that's probably a pretty easy reaction for you. It's a patterned response. It is also not who you are. It is also not all that you are capable of. It's not what you do. It's what you've done. And you are 1,000% capable of doing something different just one time. And then you do it again, and you do it again, and oh, wow, look at that. You're no longer somebody in the habit of eating in response to emotion. But if you keep telling yourself, I'm such an emotional eater, I'm such an emotional eater, it's like self-hypnosis, right? You are confined by the walls you build. And when you talk like that, I'm so all or nothing, I'm either on or off. When people email me, I'm like, I'm not surprised because you've decided that it's so. It is not who you are, it's what you've done, okay? So when I look at, you know, this email that, going back to the email, she said, which type of this are you? I have the power to be whatever and whoever I want to be. If I want to make middle of the road choices today, I can. It might not be my patterned response, but I'm fully capable of it. And the more I do it, the easier it becomes, right? So what if 199 of the last 200 days you've made choices that you would classify as all or nothing? That doesn't mean it's who you are. Today, you're not tied down. You're not limited to walk only the path that you've walked up until this point. Step off, step out, go a different way. You are capable of it. It's not the type of person you are. It's just the choices you've decided to make. Whatever it is that you've done most is what's easiest for you to do. But wake up and decide, I'm going to do something different today. If you would get that, if you would embrace it, if you would decide to believe it for one day, you would see every limitation you've ever placed on yourself completely disappear. Stop boxing yourself into somebody else's definition. Stop limiting what you're capable of today based on what you did yesterday. It's a choice. You can decide today to make whatever choices you want. You are not limited by the path you've walked up until this point. Every single choice is a chance. That's what that means. It's not some like cute, catchy thing that belongs on a t-shirt or a coffee mug. It is a philosophy. You are not limited by what you have done. It is not who you are. It is a choice. And you have so many other options. Take them. Stop limiting what you are capable of today based on what you did yesterday. You have so many more options.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.